Anyway, we hit the open line. It's our man, our great friend, by the way, who's being seen like beach balls. Oh, this is a bad beat, Finchie, before we get to him. What about Shawnee Omerod, right? Our trader to the stars at Sportsbet. He was very confident, and he tipped the Broncos plus 11.5 in the first half last night. They were trailing by 10, right? So the only thing that can beat them is one thing on the bell. A two-point field goal. Yeah,
and it's the lowest rule there he's going around.
Oh, no.
Mate, last week I had the Tigers and Parramatta. Yeah. And my man, Fergo, I love Fergo. Oh. He's one of my favourites. I had Parramatta 1-12.
Did ya?
And they've done the short dropout, and Fergo's just waltzed over and pulled out. No time left. Nah. It was devastating.
Cruel. Anyway, our man's on the line now, and we're probably holding him back. It's Friday afternoon. He's probably got an Amber Ale very, very close to him, a Four Pines there, but he's on the line now. Shawnee Omerod for Sportsbet. How are you, mate?
Good. I've got a fact for you. It's a terrible day to be a schooner in Newtown, where I am right now. I know that. That is a fact. But I think you get some sort of sick pleasure in recounting that story from last night, Shug. You put it on Twitter, and every time you got a like or a retweet, my phone is lighting up, just reminding me of that sick beat. That was one of the all-time bad ones for me.
Shawnee, I reckon any day would be a bad day to be a beer around you. I don't know, Newtown, eastern suburbs, wherever you are, it's a bad day to be a beer when you're in the vicinity.
It sounds about right, Finchie. Yeah, I won't lie.
Very good. Shawnee here, brought to you by Sportsbet. Same race, multi-gamble responsibly. NRL action tonight. Finchie and I have been talking about it. I think Manly can beat the Warriors, and Finchie thinks the Raiders could actually beat the Penrith Panthers. How are you seeing it, Cole Miner?
Yeah, I agree on both counts. And the first game, the 6 p.m. game, probably on paper doesn't look like that exciting. I think it could be a bit of a cracking game. I certainly think Manly are right in this. We know Warriors are missing a host of players. And as bad as Manly have been, you know, $3 and plus 7.5 looks a big start against a Warriors team that probably aren't going that well. And the later game, I know, Shug, you're keen on a low-scoring affair, and I think it's certainly going to be that. It's about 36.5 or something around there. So that makes that 7.5 that Canberra Raiders are receiving look pretty big to me. And I honestly think they're a real crack at winning this game as well. So the $3.10, which they currently are, that will be getting my money. It's already got my money, but I might go back to the well, actually. So two cracking games ahead.
Hey, boys, I'm really, really keen on the unders, right? And but
What makes your decision on it? Because I obviously, now sitting at home on telly when I've watched you over the years, and you're never far off.
Yeah.
I've seen you come up with some wacky ones, and I think, what's Joel thinking here? And then, sure enough, you either get it or you're not far away. Where's your train of thought here?
I thought the same thing last week for the Gold Coast Raiders, and it was a gimme putt. It tapped in. Now, the reason I think this is a very, very big unders, right? We're starting to get to that dewy time of the year, but the big reason is we've had four rounds. Penrith have scored three tries, conceded three tries only. The Canberra Raiders have conceded 11. However, five of those were in one half against the Warriors when they were decimated, right? So if you take those out, their other halves have only been six. So I've got this game only in for 3 to 5 tries, and I think it sails for the unders. But can I sell that to you, Cole Miner?
Oh, mate, you've definitely sold it to me, and I agree. I think we haven't seen a sort of old-style game of footy for a long time now, but I think this is, you know, two probably genuine top four teams going at it, both cracking defences. I think it could be a real arm wrestle tonight, even with all the set restarts and whatnot that we've seen to start the year. Two cracking teams going head-to-head. I can't wait for it. Definitely game of the round today.
What petrifies me, though, is that I was tipping it at the 38.5, and I've taken the 37.5, and that's a vital, vital shift, isn't it, Shawnee?
That's got bad people all over.
Yeah, it's a key number. As long as there's no 2-point field goals to chin you, mate, I think you'll be right.
What a day tomorrow! Racing goes from Rose Hill to Randwick. How are you seeing the big ones?
Yeah, how good 10 race card. I'll be out there tomorrow, Finchie, doing some of my worst work. But there's four Group Ones out there tomorrow. It kicks off with the size produce in race six, and the. It's really all about one horse here. The punters only want to know about Animo. It's been $2.25 into $1.90. A huge go for it. It's got J-Mac on board, so it ticks a lot of boxes. It's really only looks like four moves ahead, who is $5, is the only danger in this one. They obviously faced off against each other in the slipper, four moves ahead, a couple of lengths off Animo there. So it looks a race into all other runners are $10 plus. And then we move to the Australian Derby. Now, the Sportsbet traders have got a bit of a view in this one. They're really keen to oppose the favourite Monophilia, who is currently $3.80. But the boys are very keen on Skylab, as you know, Shug. You've gone down there and got the mail off the boys. It's been well back today, actually. $5 into $4.40 as it stands. Currently second favourite. It was huge last start. They said it was second to Malunga in the Rose Hill Guineas. And assuming it's pulled up okay through that, which it looks like so far that it has, considering the money that we've seen for it, they think it's the one to beat. So $4.40 looks a cracking bet. Skylab in race 7.
Did Rachel King ride Enemo in the slipper? Was she in the slipper Enemo?
That's a good question. I can't.
So is J-Mac
remember.
Now?
No, I'm not sure. J-Mac on board Enemo. So yeah, as I said, ticks a lot of boxes for the punters.
Anything else, Shawnee boy?
Yeah, race 8. They're really keen on Bivouac here. Once again, money for it. $4 into $3.80. One thing is for sure, tomorrow, Eduardo and Nature Strip, they're going to be flying out in front. They're going to go hard from the outside. But we think they might just be sitting ducks out in front and Bivouac can mow them down. It's Huey Bowman on board. Glenn Boss jumps off and you'd probably think it jumps favourite. Nature Strip, it is in that very backable zone, though, as we've spoken about, Shug. It's currently $3.60, but I think Bivouac might just pip it at the jump and start favourite there. Currently $3.80 with Eduardo, third favourite, $4.40.
Very, very good, mate. We appreciate that. It's a fantastic race day tomorrow. You've got the top-toed exotics as well, so you can get around that thanks to Sportsbet. And keep an eye out tonight ahead of the Raiders taking on the Panthers, the TRYfecta trifecta. So Sportsbet at about 7 o'clock will announce five players, all try scorers, noted try scorers. If they combine for the first three tries, ka-ching, you get a big old price there as well. Hey, Shawnee, we'll chat soon, and good luck on the punt.
No worries, bye. See you guys. Bye.
There he is. Keep an eye out for the coal miner tomorrow. He'll be out there at Randwick. Oh, look out. Heads up, punter. Sky Racing is now available on Sportsbet. Watch racing live on the app or website. See sportsbet.com.au for details. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly.